Good morning here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Jesse Harding. Let's take a look at last week's market activities. We talk with Blake Kopitz from the ARC Group based in Lincoln. Blake, as we're comparing this week to last week, what did we see differently?
Well, we are higher across the board. May corn closed the week up 9.5 at 380 and a quarter. December corn ended at 399 and a quarter, up 8.25. May beans closed at 1037 and a half. That was up 13 and a quarter. Nov beans closed at 1022. That was up 15 cents on the week. May Kansas City wheat closed at 471 and three quarters, up 4.75. And July wheat also ended the week up 4.75, closing at 483 and a quarter.
So as we're taking a look at the week as a whole, we started out pretty heavy with some news at the beginning of the week. What was that?
Yeah, we had a nice pop early in the week. There's a rumor that came out about a biofuels mandate change. The talk was they're going to change the blending obligation from the refiner to the distributor. The refiners have been against that for a long time, but the rumor was that they'd concede if they could sell E15 gas through the summer. Right now they can only sell it seasonally, so theoretically that'd be increased demand for corn for ethanol. Along with the biofuel mandate, it'd be look at limiting imports, specifically through Argentina. That created a nice pop on the day early in the week. And then later that day, the White House actually came out and said, no, that's just a rumor. So then we gave away some of the gains. But apparently it is on the table. Some of the concerns with it is that they're hoping it's not just a big push by Carl Icahn. He owns a refiner and would benefit him greatly, and he's also considered one of Trump's close advisors. And even if it did go through, it would take quite a while. So right now, it's not much to worry about it, but it is on people's minds, and it is adding a risk premium to the market.
You did mention South America and imports, but when we're taking a look at the crop that is going on in South America and harvest right now, how has those conditions played into effect into our own marketplace?
Well, harvest is rolling on pretty well in Brazil. Argentina is just starting to pick up pace. You're seeing some of the concerns early was wetness. You're seeing some net drying over the last week or so. So conditions are great. Yields look great. So it should add some resistance to the market.
There's been a lot of fund activity this past week and also talking a lot about technical buying. What was seen this previous week?
I don't know what the funds did this week exactly. I'd imagine there's more buying on weakness, and then the biofuels thing came out. But funds have been buyers of commodities, especially in the ag space, since January. They just see good value. You're seeing the equities making all-time highs. They're going to look for higher returns elsewhere. So they're really the wild card right now. Fundamentally, we're looking at an oversupplied market. But these guys are just going to buy on technicals. It's not quite the planting season. There's a lot of risk out there. So just on a pure risk-reward standpoint, they're buying and they'll continue to buy. I see them buying on breaks. I don't think they're going to chase rallies necessarily unless you do see a weather event. What kind of scares me about that is as fast as they get in, is they can get out even faster. I don't see that happening until maybe mid to late summer if conditions are fine and there's no weather scare. But as much as they can inflate a market, they'll depress it by just as much or more. So just stick to a plan. Take advantage of it if they are pushing it there. But just stick to a plan. Reward these rallies. And I also think you can be patient on some pullbacks too.
As we close out the end of this week, things kind of quieted down as we came on Friday. As we're looking into next week, what are some of the factors going to be that you're going to be paying attention to?
Right now, I think a lot is priced into the market. I think things are just going to chop sideways for now. You have the fun story. Eyes are going to be on Brazil weather. And you're going to be looking at acreage shifts, corn and soybeans, especially here in the U.S. The corn insurance price is above last year, so that could be stealing some acres back to corn, which many thought would have been shifted to beans just based on the price comparison.
Thanks, Blake. If you'd like more information or to talk to someone from the ARC Group in Lincoln, you can call toll-free at 866-574-2724 or go to agriskconsulting.net. I'm Jesse Harding on the Rural Radio Network.